After a morning of hearing speakers, school police and administrators from 50 Baltimore schools gather in small groups. They bounce around ideas that would make their classrooms, offices, hallways, and cafeterias more welcoming and nurturing places for students. One principal told his group that it may come down to a change in their management style.
We need to slow down a little bit and take the time and listen to the kids and try to find out what they're going through and let them talk instead of us always talking at them.
Very good. I like that.
The premise behind the climate training sessions is this. If schools are places that look good aesthetically, have safety precautions in place, and meet students' academic and some personal needs such as nutrition or childcare, students will attend classes more regularly. Karen Indoor, the school district's executive director of student support and safety, organized the sessions.
School climate can make the difference in every way. In attendance, if the relationships in the school building are not conducive to teaching and learning, students will not want to be in that school, and you'll see absentee spike.
The climate workshops held at the Children's Guild on McLean Boulevard focused on suspensions, homelessness, bullying, and violence, all part of a school's climate that affects attendance. Indoor says educators must address these issues if they expect to reduce chronic absenteeism.
We have to make our schools places where students want to come back. Not only do we have to get them back into school, but when they get there, we have to make sure that we fulfill our promises to provide them with an appropriate education.
And that is where the training sessions come in. Presenters emphasize the need for principals, teachers, guidance counselors, social workers, and other school professionals to work closely together, sometimes outside their job descriptions, in working to improve their building's environments. Tanya Williams, who oversees 16 schools in the district, says that's doable and necessary to attract chronically absent students back to school.
If the school is able to meet them where they are and provide some of those resources, then it will improve the attendance and decrease the absence levels. So parent involvement, getting the community involvement, so I think all those factors play a part into reducing absenteeism.
In the discussion group, school officials had a wide range of ideas. Designate people to greet students in the mornings to make them feel wanted and to gauge if a student has a problem. Provide washers and dryers for students who miss school because they don't have clean uniforms. Or assign mentors to students with attendance issues who could follow up with them when they don't show up for class. The mentoring idea caught Indoor's attention.
When the student reads that someone, an adult in that building, cares about whether they're there or not and notice that they were not there, that makes a huge difference in whether or not the child will come back to school.
We can have the best teacher, the best curriculum, the best school, but if a kid doesn't attend on a regular basis, they can't benefit from it.
That's Robert Balfance, a senior researcher at Johns Hopkins University and the co-author of the first national study on chronic absenteeism. He says statewide, 85,000 students missed more than 20 days of school last year. More than 20% of them live in Baltimore City. Balfance says improving a school's environment is a critical part of reducing chronic absenteeism.
Schools have to do their part, too, about creating an inviting place and a supportive place that kids want to be, and figuring out a way to respond to every absence. You have to have kids understand that when they're not there, they're missed, that when they are there, they're celebrated, and it's a place they want to be.
Game up.
Karen Wise, an education consultant and author, advised the participants to make sure their solutions are workable for students. For example, some principals suggested opening school food banks to help students who miss school because of hunger. Wise said more students would use the service if it had a telephone line.
For kids who are hungry can call in and say, you know, I wanted to stop back there, but my boys was hanging out front. Can you bring me a bag to the back door? You have to think outside the box. Everybody's not going to knock on the door and say I'm hungry. They don't want nobody to see them going to the food bank.
This is the second year that the climate sessions have been held for school leaders. Craig Rivers, principal at Mergenthaler Vocational Technical High School, says he implemented ideas he took away from last year's training and has seen suspensions drop from 278 incidents a year ago to 192 this past year. Rivers says a data packet he received at the training showed him that most of the incidents that led to suspensions at his school occurred in the cafeteria.
what we tried to do is just be very mindful of fights in the cafeteria. And then we tried to increase our adult presence. So we just had to make sure that we were being strategic about how we used our resources so that we can cover the whole building.
Police Officer Wendell Arnett says the individualized data from his school, Walbrook High, showed that a lot of incidents occur at bus stops and along routes students take to school. He says that could keep students from school.
What we need to try to do is definitely build better relationships, try to investigate more possibly what they might be going through on the outside to let them know that they aren't alone.
Maryland Superintendent Lillian Lowry applauds the district's climate training workshops. She says making schools welcoming places with good relationships between officials and students will help lower absenteeism, but she says the effort needs to go a bit farther.
Of course, climate makes a huge difference, but climate in a school environment still is impacted by what happens at home. We probably need to find ways to be more interactive with the community at large, including our students' parents, to see how we can be supportive of them.
Several school officials say they plan to do that through more meetings with parents on barriers they face in getting their children to school. Indoor says they are also looking at providing child care at some schools.
It's not that we're going to have daycare in all of our traditional schools, no. This would be in the alternative school option programs, where we still see attendance as a huge issue.
Indoor says schools may also allow more flexible schedules for students who need to work or take care of younger siblings, both reasons some students are chronically absent. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.